Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. How did you get out of your house or your apartment this morning? How'd you get into your car just a little while ago? Consider the humble doors in your life. Lake Effect essayist George Burdies did.
I was surprised the other day when I looked up the word door in the dictionary. Of course, it wasn't the definition of the word that startled me. It was its placement in the alphabetical order in which it was located. It fascinated me that an innocent, common pedestrian noun like door was preceded by the thunder-clapping verb doom and followed by the gentle giggler of the word dope, which can mean something stupid or dull. Slide now into another mode, and it may help explain why doors fascinated both the famous architect Frank Lloyd Wright and Charlie Brown of Peanuts cartoon fame. I think you'd agree that's an unusual, even strange, matchup. Good old Charlie is trying to get out of his house to go skiing. His problem is that he's too bundled up to pass through the door. "How am I supposed to get through the door?" he screams in doomed frustration. Charlie's problem is one many of us share because we also are too bundled up in too many of life's good things. And so, like dopey Charlie, we stand in front of the door that leads to pleasure, joy, and love, and shout in desperation, "How am I supposed to get through the door?" One other thing all of us, other Charlies, sometimes forget is that the doors go both ways, in and out. Some of us also periodically lose the key that opens and locks the door. For them, the aching question is, how do I get in? Like Charlie, Frank Lloyd Wright was also fascinated with doors. While he understood what Charlie ignored, he believed that the door of the house should not be visible from the sidewalk. For Wright, the door had to be discovered. That concept added to one's memory of the door, and once accomplished, it also gifted the visitor with the intimacy and seclusion of the space it opened to him. Yes, yes, I suppose there will always be Charlie's huffing and puffing to open the door. By contrast, Wright made opening the door a challenge, but with the rich reward of a lasting memory from what he found inside. But if all else fails, we can go to Shakespeare for help. It's Richard II, Act 5, where he says, "Speak with me, pity me, open the door. A beggar begs that never begged before."
Essayist George Burdies divides his time between Milwaukee and the North Woods. Many of his essays were recorded as part of the series East of Eagle River and first aired on public radio station WXPR in Rhinelander, and he shared them with us as well.